This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and assemblies of states and union territories. Voting on the three bills is scheduled to take place this afternoon. The discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all members of Parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the eyes of the country's millions of women are upon the Parliament, its intentions and its decisions. He also urged all political parties to vote in favour of women's reservation. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023 Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam has come into force from yesterday. In 2023, the Parliament passed the Act, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. This landmark legislation rotationally reserves one-third of all seats for women in the Lok Sabha and in all state legislative assemblies, including Legislative Assembly of National Capital Territory of Delhi. Prime Minister Modi asserted that feminine power is the hallmark of a strong India. Mr. Modi said this while sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, highlighting the strength and contribution of Nari Shakti. Harivansh Narayan Singh has been elected as Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive time. He was elected unopposed. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Mr. Harivansh as the Deputy Chairman of the Upper House. Expressing gratitude for being given this opportunity, Harivansh thanked all members across parties for entrusting him once again with the responsibility of Deputy Chairman.
I sincerely thank all of you for your support. It has always been my effort to prove worthy of your cooperation, and it will continue to be so. My heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Harivansh for being elected as the Deputy Chairman for the third time. Mr. Modi said the experience Harivansh brought to the House over the years has been duly endorsed today. He said everyone has witnessed the House becoming more effective under his leadership.
हमने सबने हरिवंश जी के नेतृत्व में सदन की शक्ति को और अधिक प्रभावी होते हुए भी देखा है और मैं कह सकता हूं कि केवल सदन की कार्यवाही का संचालन ही नहीं वे अपने जीवन के जो भूतकाल के अनुभव है उसको भी बहुत ही सटीक तरीके से सदन को समृद्ध करने में उपयोग लाते हैं उनका ये अनुभव पूरी कार्यवाही को संचालन को और सदन के माहौल को और अधिक परिपक्व बनाता है
Major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly elections. In West Bengal, senior TMC leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined a public meeting in Cooch Behar district of North Bengal today in support of party candidates. She is also scheduled to address public rallies in Durgapur and Kolkata. On the other hand, BJP leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis joined the campaigning in support of party candidates. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also held a roadshow at Hemtabad of North Dinajpur district. In Tamil Nadu, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin began his political campaign by paying tribute to freedom fighter Dheeran Chinnamalai on his 271st birth anniversary today. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswami also paid floral tributes at the portrait of freedom fighter Chinnamalai at his residence in Salem while campaigning for a party candidate contesting from Sangakkere constituency. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon while commending the role of the United States in facilitating the agreement. In women's cricket, India is set to face South Africa in the first T20I of the five-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will start at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. The next match will also be played at the same venue on Sunday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.